Parshas Kitzetzeh is a story of a war. The war of life. It addresses various challenges and temptations that face each one of us daily. The Parsha is highly relevant for the month of Elul. There's a message here. As a parsha begins with the words, Ki seitzei lemelchama al yevecha, that when we go out to war, to face our enemies, to face our challenges, to face the Yetzer Hara, and this message is a message for Elul. As the gematria of Teitzei lemelchama al yevecha is 787, which equals Elul, the gematria of Elul, plus the amount of hours in the month of Elul. So as we slowly crawl towards the days of awe, the Yamim Noraim, we must allow ourselves to internalize a message that will change our perspective of the upcoming Yontif, of the upcoming Rosh Hashanah, and life thereafter. So what is this war all about? What is this milchama? What is the root of oyvecha, of our enemies, of our sins? What is the core of immorality and corruption? I believe that the answer is forgetfulness and oblivion. Shichcha. If we were to be mindful of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence in every corner of the world, then the war wouldn't be a war. Consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inhabitants on earth wards off all sorts of challenges and threats to our ruchnias. But in the end of the day, you and I are human. That awareness wears off. As the day goes on, as the years go on, and as life goes on, that mindfulness fades away. Rav Shamshin from Ashapoli provides an incredible insight. Now, the idea is heavily Kabbalistic and is beyond our true understanding, but the Ramazim are incredibly impressive, and there lies within a beautiful, powerful message. He explains that the klipa that oversees or incites shichcha, forgetfulness, is known as Riv, Resh Yud Beis. The word Riv means to fight, and we have several examples throughout history where fighting led to forgetting parts of the Torah. So Riv is the koach of forgetfulness. He further explains that the klipa of Riv, of Resh Yud Beis, has an army of 605 soldiers, tough Resh Hay. So we'll just take this at face value and accept it as is. Now he demonstrates his point with the following Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara explains and shares the effects of human desire as it relates to forgetting the Torah. Rebbe Elazar ben Arach had been drawn into a world of drinking and indulgence, and when he returned back from those places of lust and desire, he attempted to learn, but he was found to be smitten with shichcha, as he fumbled over the words of a well-known pasuk. Instead of reading HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he read HaCheresh Haya Liba, which means the deaf fell apart in the heart. Notice how the letters of the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, were replaced with the letters Resh Yud Beis. HaCheresh Haya Libam, Resh Yud Beis in the center of the words. And moreover, he points out that the gematria of Acheresh Hayalibam is the same exact gematria as Tuf Resh Hay, the 605 soldiers of the Resh Yud Beis. The Chikavar explains that the shofar is the way with which to fend off the force of the Resh Yud Beis. It's the way to fend off the forgetfulness, the shechacha. You see, when fighting a physical war, we make use of a cher pifios, a double-edged sword. When fighting the spiritual war, we use a shofar, whose gematria is the same as pifios, 586, a double-edged sword. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach read the pasuk as a cheresh hayalibim, which means his heart was deaf, his heart was numb. But through the sounds of the shofar, we are reinvigorated, we are revived and inspired to be mindful of the Ribbono Shalom. The shofar alerts us in the deepest of ways. It wakes up that deafness, the cheresh, so we can hear a sound in a way that penetrates the soul, so that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us everywhere we go. We can't let ourselves forget this. And what's that day that we blow the shofar? It's not for naught that Rosh Hashanah is also called Yom HaZikaron, a day of remembering. Because it's through the blowing of the shofar that we overcome Shechecha. It's through the shofar that we overcome Reish Yud Beis. It's through the shofar that we overcome tough Reish Hey soldiers. That is why Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Haras Olam. It's the overcome of the Haras soldiers, the 605 soldiers of Shech. And it's noteworthy that Rosh Hashanah coincides with Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh HaZelechem. We are taught that of all the nations, Amalek represents this klipa of Riv, this klipa of Reish Yud Beis. And Esmachta can be found at the end of Parshas Beshalach. It says in the Torah, in back-to-back psukim, Vayikra Shem HaMakom Masa U'miriva Al Riv B'nei Yisrael. And then the very next pasuk is Vayavo Amalek Vayilachim Im Yisrael B'rifidim. Now additionally, the gematria of Koach Riv, which means the power of fighting, Koach Riv equals 240, which is the gematria of Amalek. And for this reason, Parshas Kisayitzei L'Melchama, when we go out to battle Olivecha, to avoid all Yetzaharas, to be constantly mindful and remember of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. So this Parshas Kisayitzei concludes with the annihilation of Amalek by always remembering, Zachoris Asher Asalucha Amalek, remember Yom HaZikaron, the shofar. And the very last words of the Parsha, it leaves us off with Lo Tishkach, don't forget, don't ever forget. So as we continue to take the battlefield, we should take heed of the shofar and become aware, alert, and conscious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ever-presence in wiping away Amalek and Shechecha from this world and bringing the Be'i Askol Tzedek Meher V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu.